I'm really pleased that we did purchase that property. I think it was a good use of funds. To be able to build a building with that amount of square footage would be very cost prohibitive. So the money that we spent on it per square foot was a pretty good deal. As far as the project moving forward, I think it's important to gather input from all facets of the community. And that process has begun. There's been several informational sessions, and I'd encourage anybody to attend those if they would like to provide input. The sky's the limit as far as what the potential of that building is. Obviously, we want to make sure that it is meeting the needs of the community at large. I've heard a lot of different things about a pool or a soccer field or indoor gyms and walking tracks and all of that. None of that is set in stone just yet, but we're still in the very early stages of it. Of course, finances are going to be a big part of that equation. If you can't afford it, then you can't build it. And there are avenues at our disposal to help to fund the project. I think a big part that we've already done when we purchased that was a public-private partnership. We have other partners from the community involved, like the Columbus Regional Hospital. Continuing those public-private partnerships will help with some of the funding. So there's also the potential to use tax increment financing to help to fund that. It's not currently in a TIF, but that's something that as a council we could look at if the need was there. So, but ultimately I support that project and think it's going to be a big part of the next 4 to 5 years for this community moving forward.